I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do 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 ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, bacalao. The rising spring sun played tag with a retreating winter wind on the stony streets of a South Philadelphia morning. Our cab driver was taking us from the genteel hum of a Four Seasons hotel to the airport for our return to Miami. He seemed to be taking a shortcut not many would know. We were meandering through the narrow streets of a residential section. I spoke up over the squawk of his radio. "Hey, my friend, what part of town is this?" The cabbie, a smiling Haitian man, said, "Yes, this is the Italian market area." It was all out on the streets, and it was all for sale there in the city of brotherly love. Vegetable stalls, all manner of clothing on portable racks, small and large electrical appliances, and shops with windows so close you could see inside. One shop had hanging fur still on 'em critters, pheasants, rabbits, ducks, and geese, and over again I was hit with the penetrating, musty, funky, one-of-a-kind smell that is bacalao. As many here in South Florida know, bacalao is the preserved, salt-cured sides of codfish. My mother was a fan of bacalao, also known as salt cod. It was pretty much an unnoticed commodity by the vast majority of shoppers in the Midwestern town where I grew up. So-called ethnic goods were primarily Polish, German, and Czech provisions until the Mexican immigration came along in the late 60s. None of those populations had a significant food history with bacalao, but Mama, well, she was a one-woman United Nations of curiosity and experiences, hailing, as she did, from New York City. She met my father during an unplanned pit stop in Chicago on her way to a wedding in Los Angeles. She was headed there by train when the bride-to-be wired my mom to be and announced the wedding had been abruptly called off. Mom made a life-changing decision for both of us in the long run. She took an apartment, got a job, and met a man. Her New York City experiences never left her and forever informed her hunger for flavors routinely more exotic than the good citizens of rural northern Illinois were used to. Mama didn't have a lot of dishes in her culinary repertoire, but one I came to love and love still is her bacalao fritters. One of my favorite markets in South Florida is Palacio de los Jugos. The original is located at 57th and Flagler Streets. They sell arepas, black beans, yuca, seafood dishes, fried rice, cowboy hats and belts, tamales, queso fresco, fruits of magnificent quality, pan con lechon, and bacalao. A cooking note, if you're among the uninitiated, you'll need to plan ahead. You'll probably figure that out when you buy it. Bacalao is almost its own warning, looking and smelling rather primeval. The salt that preserves it must be removed through a process of rinsing and soaking. Allow at least 24 hours. But this is all actually very easy and kind of fascinating when you realize that you are following a historical practice that goes back millennia. When you have done that, you just need to cook the fish in a simple court bouillon, a French term meaning a kind of jazzed up water made with some vegetables, lemon, herbs, spices, and, being French, usually a good measure of wine. Cook the fish until tender, and then flake it, removing any skin and bones. Your kitchen will have all the perfume of a South Philly morning. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.